In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I was offended by something that was said on the radio. I'm trying to remember when it was. Oh, yeah, a week ago. And it was said by Sean Morash, and I had to save it, I had to keep it, and I need to expose him.
You had to, you were offended?
I think so.
Offended.
Yeah,
you were offended.
I was a little bothered by it, yeah. Okay.
Offended? Why? Because you were lazy and decided not to work on a weekday?
What are you talking about?
It was a Friday.
That's true. It was Black Friday, and I was listening to Sean. He did a long show, and I'm going to play you a clip. It's only 3 seconds long. It's very, very quick. But he said something, and it was like a dagger into the middle of my heart, and I was holding it until I could present it to the people, and then maybe Tiki would defend me, and Tiki would say, Sean, you're an idiot. You should be suspended.
How, yes,
how
you say dare something? You, Sean?
How dare I say that whipped cream deserves to be a standalone dessert?
That was not it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what...
It? What no, was that? It's a topping. And I made a big stink about this on Black Friday. It should be a standalone dessert. You should be able to go places and order a bowl of whipped
Can't
cream.
Can't you get whipped cream just...
Where?
I don't know.
You walk into an Outback. You think you're finishing a steak with a bowl of whipped cream? They don't offer that to you.
Mm. Yeah, you can't just say, can I have a bowl of whipped cream? You could do it at home if you have the whipped cream and you just, like, you know, do that thing where you shake it and it gets into your bowl.
No, I have a lot of fun whipped cream late at night.
Doesn't it, like, shoot out of that thing like a gun?
Yes, the nozzle.
The nozzle.
The nozzle. I can nozzle it and then it comes out.
Right.
Yeah. That is not what I caught and was offended by. It was when Sean Morash said this.
The Jets probably have the ugliest uniforms in football.
Wow.
The Jets probably have the ugliest uniforms in football.
Okay, now I got to think about this.
Spot the lie.
Spot the lie. They don't have the ugliest jerseys in football.
I'm talking about regular threads, not when the Seahawks turn into, you know, lantern flies or whatever. The regular uniforms. The green Jet uniform.
Better than the Bengals. The Bengals are ugly. They look disgusting.
No way.
No way. Are you kidding?
Oh, no. It's horrible. No. Looks like a leopard. The Dolphins. How lame is that?
It is a big cat.
Yeah, it's a big cat.
It's a Bengal.
Oh, that's so tough. I'm running around like a big cat. So I go Bengals, I go Dolphins. I mean, come on.
What hurts the Jet uniform also is because it's green and white, unlike the Packer green with some yellow flared in there, when you watch the green and white on a green and white field, it hurt. You're ready to go to sleep. It hurts your eyes. It is such an ugly-looking uniform. No matter how many times they try to tinker with it, it's gross. The worst in the game.
It's never hurt my eyes. Things have hurt my eyes watching the Jets. It's not their jersey. It's the horrible play, but that's like a made-up thing. Your eyes
Browns?
Get hurt.
The Browns?
I give the Browns credit for being different with the brown uniform, so I kind of like it better.
They're also classics, the Browns.
Why aren't the Jets classic?
They're not. They grow.
They've been around since the same, but the basic idea is the same. The colors have been the same since they moved from the Titans. Like
what we've stumbled on here, in case you can't tell in the tone of his voice, is Tommy agrees with me on something, which is crazy.
No, I'm not the one that agrees with you. Evan agrees with you, and he hasn't realized this in the 42 years he's been on this planet, and you have now brought this to his attention, so he's trying desperately to find a team that has the ugliest uniform. In the back of his mind, he now has to realize not only is his team the worst franchise in football, but they also have the worst uniforms.
I've already told you five teams. I stand by it. I think the
Miami,
Titans have a...
they have great
but
uniforms.
We're talking about the regular, traditional regular. Uniform. We're not talking about the alternative, like the Seahawks lime green thing.
The Steelers is bumblebees. I understand.
No, I'm talking about their regular, like, I think the Titans are worse. I think the Dolphins are worse. I think the Bengals are worse.
The Titans are sharp, dude.
I think the Vikings are worse. I don't like their jerseys.
Vikings,
those are ugly.
No.
Why? Wow, what makes that so, what's so good about it?
I mean, it might. It's plain, but it's also
pops a little bit.
Yeah.
No, disagree. I just think they're
There's nothing about the base jet green uniform that pops at all on the screen. It is an eyesore.
I disagree with you. I think it's beautiful.
Because you're a Jet fan.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's kind of like we look at our kids and we're like, oh, they're the most beautiful. They're the cutest. Our dogs are the cutest. Maybe that's what it is.
What is the one redeeming quality? It's got green might be the ugliest base color of the Roy G. Biv.
Oh, no, I disagree. Aqua blue. They're playing the Dolphins. Aqua, what a lame color.
Think about what we're learning. The rainbow colors. The worst color is green. And you ask any kid in America, what's your favorite color?
This green is not. It is kind of bad.
You never hear a kid go, green's my favorite color. Never.
Yeah, because it's green is like geese poop, basically. It's
a horrible color scheme.
First of all,
you know, it's the color of money.
Ironically.
I like green because of the money.
That's right. You ask Spence's favorite color, he'll say, show me money. Well, what color is money, son?
I want dollars!
It's green!
Money is now colored whatever color your phone is.
By the way, that's my favorite drop in the history of WFAN now.
I want dollars!
Does it make you happy to hear it? It's
just like, so good.
So innocent.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is very innocent. No, I'm sorry. Like, I know you want me to agree with you. I do not think the Jets have the ugliest jerseys in the NFL.
You reach down and grab Titans and Dolphins, which means you can't even find a good, reasonable response.
Right. No, but that is my response. Why is that not reasonable?
I think the white tops with the green pants is better than the green tops with the white. Because the green just is bad.
Oh, the green Jet jersey, worse.
Well, no, the worst jerseys that the Jets wear, unfortunately, are the ones they're going to wear on Sunday.
Which are?
They're wearing, for the first time ever, the Gotham football rivalry pack, whatever they're calling
it. That's the darkest green?
Yeah, it's like a dark green. It's got the Gotham font.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
You know what I think bothers me about the whole Gotham stuff?
Kind of puke green.
It's a different kind of green, and they're wearing it on Sunday. For those that are not aware, it's the first time they're wearing it. To sell a bunch of jerseys to a bunch of maniacs who are going to buy it. I got to tell you right now, I ain't buying that jersey for my kid. I'm buying the traditional Jet jersey. But what I don't like about the Gotham stuff, and this is something I probably should get over, stop calling yourself Gotham. You're not Gotham. You're playing New Jersey. Like, if you want to be Gotham, move to New York.
Call them the Garden Greens.
Yeah, that makes more sense, honestly.
It's a Garden State.
It just bothers me. Maybe it's as a New Yorker, knowing the history of the Jets and even the Giants, like, sometimes it bothers me, like, okay, fine, you're the New York Jets and the New York Giants, okay, we get it, you're not, but okay, sure. But to, like, give me this Gotham or the Gotham Football Club, no, you're not.
Where does Gotham come from, by the way?
Is it from Batman?
Batman.
Or Superman?
Batman. Okay. Even though, of course, in The Dark Knight Rises, the football stadium they blow up is the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium, so is Gotham even New York?
No, but I think the nickname has become associated.
New York City is nicknamed Gotham because writer Washington Irving coined it in 1807.
Oh, so that's even before Batman.
In a satirical article to humorously describe New Yorkers as eccentric, drawing from an English village also called Gotham.
There you go. So we are Gotham. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's New York City.
It's based on the residents of an English village.
I like this rabbit hole, though.
Yes. Who feigned insanity to fool a king, and Irving applied this idea to the kooky behavior of New Yorkers at the time.
How about that?
Right. So, hey, New Yorkers act crazy to fool the king.
So I don't like the fact that they try to drape themselves in the New York flag when they don't play in New York. And I would say that about the Giants, and I certainly say it about the Jets. Like, you know what? Just move to New York. Which, I tell you, the first time they unveiled the Gotham stuff a few years ago, I thought that was a sign that they were going to break the lease and move to New York. Like, Woody was setting it up for, we're going to become New York's team. And instead, it's just been a marketing ploy for a bunch of years, and they still play in New Jersey.
Is this a misuse of the it's ironic, right? Because it's misused. Gotham is supposed to be this epic, Dark Knight-ish thing, and it's really satire about a bunch of fools that were New Yorkers.
Well, that's the origination of the word.
I know, but yes. So we're misusing it. It's like Nimrod. Like, well, everybody thinks Nimrod's a bad, like, it's an insult.
Right.
It's actually a satirical insult that Bugs Bunny used.
No.
You know this story?
No.
All right, so you know when Elmer Fudd is with the gun?
Yeah.
And he's like shooting in the hole or whatever.
I do remember that, yes.
And Bugs Bunny comes up to him and is like, oh, you Nimrod. Huh? You're acting like you're whatever. You're like Nimrod. And everybody just assumed that he's calling him an idiot.
So what is it?
So Nimrod is a biblical figure who was a great hunter. And so what Bugs Bunny was doing was saying, oh, you're Nimrod. Meaning satirically saying,
oh, geez,
you're a crappy hunter.
Oh, I didn't...
But I'm calling you. I'm calling you Nimrod satirically.
And then it just became, as an insult.
It became this insult, even though it's based on something the complete opposite.
That's crazy.
And then he bit the hard carrot, the whole thing.
Right. And that rabbits don't really like carrots. Too much sugar.
Is that true?
Yes.
We're really trying to go full circle with this. Now we're on to carrots.
It's only because I had a rabbit. I owned a rabbit.
Do they like carrot cake?
No, it's even more sugar.
What happened to the rabbit? Is it dead?
It died.
Unfortunately, too much sugar?
No, it got eaten by a hawk.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
You had a pet rabbit and it got murdered by a hawk?
Yes, because we had it outside.
Well, why'd you have it outside?
Because my boys like to play with the rabbit outside.
Play with a rabbit inside.
So hold on. Your boys took this rabbit out of the cage, went outside.
So it was cute. Like, Tracy hit it.
Okay.
And, like, they were trying to catch a rabbit when we used to live in New Rochelle.
Oh, no.
And so they weren't going to catch a rabbit.
Okay.
And so Tracy went and bought a rabbit. And then put it under the box they were trying to trap the rabbit in.
Oh, my God.
And so they found it, and they're like, oh, my God, we caught a rabbit. Jason, my second son, was like, he's so cute, I want to die. It's from a cartoon.
Right.
And so we kept the rabbit. So we had it for like 6 years.
So,
five, 6 years.
There's a lot
and
here.
So they were playing with it outside, and then we left it outside in the cage. And a hawk came and...
Came through the cage?
Destroyed the cage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. No, it was ripped to shreds.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Tiki, I love you. You and your wife killed a rabbit.
We didn't kill a rabbit. It was unintentional.
You basically left food out.
Dude, it's natural selection. It's natural selection.
No, it's not natural. You left it. You left it in a cage. Okay. It couldn't go anywhere.
Leave Dudley running around the backyard. See what happens.
Oh, but my God. What'd you say to your kids? That's all, folks?
I like that one.
It's unfortunate this didn't make the cut because starting next week, Sean is going to get to rank all of his dad jokes, and then Tiki's going to grade them. But we're starting that next week, so unfortunately, that was a good one.
That was a great one.
Doesn't qualify.
That's all right.
Unless you want to allow
it. It was so apropos. It was perfect.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.